Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Hello, Think Big Radio listeners. This is Mary the Encourager. I'm here today to talk with you for a few minutes and hopefully give you some encouragement for your day, for your week, for setting your goals for your life. Today I want to share with you just a couple of words, and let's talk about being open. You know, when opportunity meets the right time and the right resources, you can go very far. But what does it mean to be open? Well, I want to talk about being open to the opportunities in your life, and we're going to start by talking about opportunity, priority, engaging, and necessity. O-P-E-N. You know, opportunities are presented to us every day. We have to open our eyes, sometimes in a very different way than we've opened them in the past. We've got to see the possibilities to solve problems. Do you know, behind every multimillionaire, behind every peaceful person, behind everyone who would define themselves as successful, they've been able to solve a problem. One man said, China is such a vibrant marketplace that if you were to provide a product as small as a cell phone cover that where you profited a dollar each, do you know you could reap millions of dollars just for tapping into the right market? Well, that's what I mean by open. I'm talking about having the eyes to see places that could use a resolution, and you have that resolution. My brother tells me that when I was a little girl, we were sitting on the side of the road, and, you know, we're playing that game like this car is my car and the next car is your car. Well, he tells me that I told him that they ought to put one of those windshield wiper things on the back of the car. Well, I lived long enough to see that the auto industry began to do that and make it a standard item. You know, some of you are young enough that you didn't even know that cars at one time didn't have it. Well, someone saw an opportunity. To be open means also priority. Where's your priority? I want to tell you about one priority that I hear over and over. For many people, the priority is paying off bills. Those three words have united the missions and goals of people across races, across income levels, and across religious beliefs. So what's behind that goal to pay off bills? Well, most of the time, it's too much and too little. What many forget is that years ago, people had the same goal. They had families they couldn't support without getting additional income. They had to pay off bills. Might not have been credit card bills, but they had to pay their basic utility bills. They had to get food. So they still had a goal of paying off bills. In those days, though, men and women would sometimes leave their hometown and go to work in other places where jobs were more plentiful. They changed occupations to pull those dollars into their families. There were farmers who went to the car factories, to the coal mines. There were women who went to take care of other people's children, people who had more wealth, who had more income. Paying off bills is not new, but the desire to make it happen the old way is very new. On a personal level, I learned of a market opening that needed some strong, committed leaders to spread the word. I heard and met people who had learned the plan, met the need of the company, and were being rewarded with monthly incomes large enough to pay off all of their bills in 1 month. We're talking about $20,000, $50,000, $80,000 in 1 month. Did I say 1 month? Yes, one 30-day period. And do you know, For many people, it's just too much to imagine. But for some, they have a priority of paying off bills, of being able to move to the next level, and so they saw it, and they took advantage of it, and they learned what they needed to do. So now I'm doing what has worked in the past, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing forward for the prize of the high calling, just as Paul said in the New Testament, I'm following the plan and I'm reaping the reward. My pastor recently did an outstanding message on the need to seek God first, to make God the priority in our lives. I love the depth of his teaching, for it reveals so much for our daily struggle. And although this message is not about religion or about God, when we put God first, what it does is to help us to make ourselves a priority, because that's what he wants, for us to just be all that we are. I want to share with you a few highlights of what I got from that. He talked about a verse in Job 36:11 that says, if they obey and serve him, being God, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. To me, that is not a message telling me that I've got to spend the rest of my life trying to pay off bills. If he tells me that if I obey and serve him, I'm going to have days of prosperity and years of pleasure. You know, what I liked about this message was that the pastor, who is Reverend Anthony Moore out of Carolina Missionary Baptist Church in Maryland, he said that there were several criteria, and he spent time going over them. I'm not going to do that today. But in order for you to put your goals first, you got to have a mandate. You got to know what it is you want to do and how you want to do it. In this particular case, putting God first meant the how was from Psalm 100, with gladness and with singing. When you have a goal that makes you laugh, when you have a goal that makes you cry because you want to get it so badly, but when you are on the way with gladness and with an upbeat heart, you're going to get a lot more done. When you have a mandate, you're going to make a decision. Again, we're talking about priority. A decision is required. You got to make a decision of what purpose are you going to look for. What is your, where are your thoughts and your actions? Are you going to commit your work to get done what you need to do? Are you going to establish your thoughts? Are you going to make a commitment that's casual, a commitment that has a hidden agenda, or a commitment that is so based on your internal cause that you would, that will guide you for your life? Well, you know, even when I talk about those kind of things that he shared, he also talked about knowing and identifying competing goals in your life. Are there competing activities? Are there competing affections? Are there competing allegiances? Anything that gets in the way of you being able to focus on your primary goal means that your priority is not identified strongly enough that you can follow through on it. Now, another thing he mentioned was motivation. A motivation leads from you making the right choices, that you're using your gifts, and that you're doing something that pleases you and pleases God. You want to know, is your motive right? Okay, well, enough of his message. Let's continue. Because even as I share a little bit about his point of view, here's number three of what I said about being open. Now remember, number one was opportunity, finding and seeing that opportunity. Number two was priority, knowing your priority, following that priority. And number three is engagement. You must engage fully in seeking the opportunity that is put before you. You want to make a full, focused commitment to be all that you can be. Engage your heart, your mind, your talents, your resources in attaining what you need. Engage yourself with others on the path to success. Engage others so that they can promote you. That's the key, is that you want to be so identified with the fact that you have a goal in mind that when people talk to others about you, they'll say, you remember, he's the one, she's the one who was always talking about, always seeking out, looking for ways to, and you fill in the blank. And finally, number four in open is necessity. There is a necessary commitment required from us to be open to all that you have inside of you, all that God has in store for you. There must be a necessity for committed action. Oftentimes we see and we choose and we begin to tell others who promote us, but we stop too short. We've got to be careful not to get distracted. Our actions must be focused and continuous. You know, sometimes in the midst of us taking care of our particular plan, seeking out the resources for the opportunity that we see, sometimes in the midst of that, something wonderful and great will be put on our plate, and we follow that goal and we forget about our own very personal opportunity that we were going to fulfill. Massive action is always needed to be able to reach our future. I heard of a boxing champ who teaches boxing now. He says what he does first is identifies the weak areas. Then he will have the student focus only on improving that one area, sometimes for 6 weeks or 6 months if needed, until they're very sharp with that. Doesn't mean that this person is not going to do other things, but is always going to keep their eye open for ways to improve. So focus on and commit to do whatever is necessary. Be all that you can be. It is a necessity. Now, how do we wrap up this? I want you to think about, are you open? I want to know that you are considering where you can do, what opportunities are before you, that you're considering what priority you should be committing yourself to, that you have determined to engage in the actions that are necessary, and number four, that out of necessity you will commit to continuous action. You know, you've got to remember that if you say no to the goal, it's disobedience to your own purpose. You might not ever get a chance again to do that thing. You may cause others to have to make unnecessary adjustments, causing delays in the plans of God for you and for them. But we know that you will always be able to recover. So I hope these words, these ideas have been inspiration for you to pick up that goal, that dream, that idea, dust it off, and continue to move forward. See where the solutions are out there that are just waiting for you to put them in place. That idea for success that you have can only be accomplished by you, being you, in the way you are created to do it. You know what? We're waiting for you. So be open. See the opportunity. Choose your priority. Engage fully and make the necessary continuous actions needed to bring it fully to life. You have been listening to Mary the Encourager. I can be reached at marybrown100@gmail.com. You can also reach me by Think Big Radio Host. Continue to listen to us here at Think Big Radio. And as I sign off, remember to be open. Find your opportunity, your priority. Engage in it with all that's necessary. Have a wonderful day. Think big.